Greet you all in Jesus' name this morning. I invite you to turn to Psalm 77. This morning, I'd like to read this psalm. We live life in our bodies, and we learn about God with our minds. And I realize that any time that we impose or that we bring in experience into the Christian life, it can become out of balance of just because this was my experience, then this must be the way that it is versus God's truth. And yet there has to be a time when the two combine. In other words, I can know about God, but it's different if I know God from experience. And so this morning, I'm going to be reading Psalm 77, partly because this is something that my wife and I can attest to of what the psalmist says in Psalm 77. So let's read. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I called to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Notice the question the psalmist asks. Verse 10, and I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. If I would sum up this psalm, it seems like the psalmist is saying, where are you, God? And those questions in 7 through 9, we could almost say are heretical. How could someone who believes in God ask questions like, will the Lord cast off forever? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? But I'm going to guess that some of you may be at this point. Some of you have been at this point. And I'm going to guess that most of you probably will at some time be where the psalmist seems to be here. I don't think he had lost his faith in God. But he asked some really pretty troubling questions. God, where are you? This past week, my wife hit a pretty low point in her life. We believe in approaching things, trying to do it holistically. We are spiritual, we are emotional, we are physical. And basically, she has experienced a lot of oppression from the enemy. And so that would be the spiritual part. We've resisted. We've prayed. We've even looked at emotional pain and asked the Lord to bring healing. But all of that has taken a toll physically as well. And so we who like good formulas say, well, God, we've covered all our bases. Now, how come we're not seeing results of you moving in and things really changing? But you know, I think sometimes God wants us to throw our man-made formulas out the door and say, can you just trust me? That I will accomplish what I want through what you're going through. And so she and I both have been wondering, well, Lord, where are you? Our faith still says he's there, but it sure has felt like he isn't. But one of the reasons I felt compelled to share it here is because I want you to pray. But secondly, is if I, by any example, can help you say that church is where we're willing to be exposed that we're needy. I know, and it's easy to be there, the tendency to put all of that week behind us, and we march into church, and now we're all together, and everything's okay. But I don't want to be a part of a kind of church like that. Now I realize there may be times when we just pour out everything to anybody that comes along. We just tell them all our troubles. You know, there is discretion needed. But I, for one, want to foster an atmosphere where it's okay to be needy in church. So I'm willing to be vulnerable and ask for you to pray for my wife and I, my wife in particular. My second point, and I draw it from this too, is when it seems like God is far away, we need to remember the years of God's right hand. Verse 10, the psalmist brings that out. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. The way I understand when it refers to God's right hand, it is his mighty hand. It is the hand that does miracles, the hand that does mighty works. And so, when it seems like he's far away, we are called to remember. Even if it feels like he's not doing anything right now, you need to remember that he has done, what he has done. And all of us, I think, I can say that, have seen God work mighty. And so it's in times like these, when it feels like, where are you, God, that we need to remember God is still mighty. Even if it doesn't feel like it at the moment, we remember that he is still mighty. Even though it may not seem that God is working, remember what he has done in the past. The Israelites were told to put up 12 stones in an altar of remembrance. And they asked, well, what are we supposed to do about this? Well, when your children ask, remind them. This is to remind you all that I brought you out of the wilderness and into the Jordan. Through the Jordan and into the promised land. I believe that is what those reminders do for us. They're mileposts, so to speak. We can go back to them and we say, God, you seem far away now, but I still remember that you worked there. And my last point is that faith reaches out to what the Bible says is true about God. And we choose to believe that. I invite you to turn to Isaiah chapter 40. I'd like to read verses 9 through 15 and then 21 to 31. I thought of this scripture when I thought of how I want, in faith, to reach out and say, God, this is who you are. Even though I've been struggling and grappling with seeing you as this, I choose to believe that this is who you are. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountains. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. And behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of knowledge, of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Verse 21. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest to Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So my encouragement to you this morning is, in times when God seems far away, we need to, by faith, continue to reach out to him and say, God, even though this isn't my experience now, I believe this is who you are, and I believe this is what you will do, and that's what I choose to do this morning. Let's kneel and pray. Our gracious Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. For there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And Lord, we believe that Jesus Christ is at your right hand, interceding for us at this time. Lord, where your truth and our experience are not the same, I pray for the faith to believe who you are and what you will do. And I pray, Lord, that you, in your time and in your way, will bring about your purposes through these times. And I choose to trust that your heart is good. Lord, I ask for your blessing on the Sunday school time. Bless each teacher. And pray that our time together could be fruitful and meaningful. Then I pray for Brother David as he brings the message. Lord, I pray that our hearts be ready to hear what you want us to hear. Pray this through Christ. Amen.